Well, good morning, everybody. I was thinking about the namesake of St. Joseph, who is mentioned even in our gospel today by our Lord, who talks about the well of Jacob that had been bequeathed to Joseph. And of course, the Old Testament Joseph is the namesake of the New Testament Joseph. And I was thinking all about this, of course, because the feast day of St. Joseph is right around the bend, and unfortunately, we can't have the celebration that we had planned for later on today, given the situation at hand. But nonetheless, I was just reflecting on St. Joseph. And you remember in the Old Testament how Joseph had been, he was the favorite of his father Jacob, and all his brothers were really, really jealous, and particularly of that coat and all those type of things. And so they decide that they're going to kill him. And then Reuben says, well, wait a minute, let's not kill him. Let's just throw him into a pit in the middle of a desert. And then they do that. And then of course, the folks are coming over and they say, wait a minute, maybe we could sell him to these people as a slave. And sure enough, they do. But long story short, Joseph ends up in jail and for something he didn't do. And he was interpreting dreams there. And Pharaoh, who is king of Egypt, gets this word that there's a man who knows how to interpret dreams, whose name is Joseph. And so he goes to Joseph, and he says, you know, I've had this dream. What do you make of it? What is the meaning? And Joseph says, well, I'll tell you what. It means that he explains the dream. And he says, you know what it means is that 7 years of plenty will take place, followed by 7 years of famine. And Pharaoh listens to Joseph, thank heavens, and he stores up all this type of food and makes the adequate preparations for what is about to take place. And after the years of plenty, sure enough, the famine strikes the whole of Egypt. And there's great chaos, there's great pandemic and problem. And every time there's a problem, which is every day, all the time, Pharaoh says, go to Joseph. Genesis chapter 41, 55. Ite ad Yosef. Go to Joseph. And so in the midst of all the problems of the day, and there were lots of them, and all of the needs that were there, and like, all the uncertainties and the anxieties, everybody said, go to Joseph. And Joseph, of course, by this time was now in charge of the large buildings that housed all the food. And so Joseph's job was to dispense the food and provide for the people. And therefore, Joseph became the provider. And the scripture even says that the whole world, like everybody, goes to Joseph. And folks, the church fathers in the early days of the church said, you know what, we ought to apply that phrase to Saint Joseph, the spouse, the husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Why? Because he too provided, and he provided for the Holy Family. The Blessed Mother entrusted herself to his care. And so did God in the person of Jesus Christ, the infant child, entrusted himself to the care of Saint Joseph. And so I think it's maybe a good thing to do. Of course, we're in day 6 of our novena to Saint Joseph. We're getting real close to his feast day, which is on Thursday. We were going to have the celebration of it on this Sunday, but we'll have to wait till May. Hopefully this whole thing will be over by then. But you know, there's a lot of problems and things, and a lot of troubles in the world. Listen to what St. Joseph Morello said. Let us commend ourselves to our good father, St. Joseph, who is the patriarch of troubled people, since he himself went through so much trouble. And maybe we have a bit of that trouble nowadays, you know, and a bit of the trouble of the people in our scriptures today who were thirsty and without water and who had the famine and all this stuff. And we have something of trouble these days in our own situation, but we do the same. We go to Joseph. And we entrust our hopes to him. Hope does not disappoint, according to our second reading. We entrust our prayers to him. We entrust our problems and our troubles, our anxieties, our discouragements. We entrust it to Saint Joseph. And there was a little lady who taught me a lot about Saint Joseph when I was in the seminary, because I would go visit her in Terre Haute the summer I was assigned there. And she said, "Never forget about Saint Joseph. If you want to be a good priest, you have to love St. Joseph." And she said, "St. Joseph is one of the fastest working intercessors that we have. And you got to be specific with St. Joseph, though, because he can't read in between the lines." And so she goes, you got to be specific with him, but he will act. And he will act super, super fast. And he will act very efficiently. So maybe that's a good idea for all of us today, as we get ready for the celebration of St. Joseph, to go to him and to entrust him trust ourselves to him and allow him to provide for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.